All right, KMBR 6A, joined by Dwayne Kuiper, and this is our traditional A's Giants weekend. It's always an interesting series.
It is interesting, and in a lot of ways, it's interesting, different, but interesting every year. You know, last year at this time, you know, the A's were the best team in baseball. The Giants were struggling. And then, you know, it ended up both teams ended up playing Kansas City in postseason. I always think that there's obviously incentive for the team that's winning because they want to keep on winning. For a team that's under 500 like the A's, the incentive is to win, but it's also a chance to beat your crosstown rivals. In a lot of ways, it's like the Giants and Dodgers. In a lot of ways, not entirely the same, but in a lot of ways, just because, you know, the ballpark's what is the crow flies 7 or 8 miles away from each other.
And, you know, the organizations don't really get along. Now, of course, you get along with your brother, who's a wonderful TV voice of the A's, but there's certain, I don't know, there's just something that it's not completely cordial.
Well, they should get along. You know, they should make more trades. There should be more functions where both teams get together. But you know what? If it's going to be like this, and if it is true where they don't really care for each other, you know, that's fine, too. I don't see that on the field. I don't see it with the players. I certainly don't see it between Bob Melvin and Bruce Bochy. You know, I don't see it at all with the broadcasters, although I don't like really any of those guys very much, especially Korak. No, I mean, we like those guys. We respect what they do, and they do a heck of a job. The guy on TV, the play-by-play guy, he's a little weak. But he's got 13 years to catch up, but I certainly adore him. And look, they all do a great job. I hope there isn't a whole lot of animosity, but there very well might be.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think with the fans, too, A's Giants. All right, this is Hall of Fame weekend. I always enjoy talking to you about some of the Hall of Famers going in. Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, Craig Biggio. Some of your thoughts about them.
Well, I always agree with who they put in, only because I know how difficult the game is to play, and then to do it at the level that those four guys did it year in and year out. You know, you throw that bunch together and try to pick out a couple of bad years, and you'd really be hard pressed to find a bad year out of those four careers, and that's hard to do. I'm a little biased to Biggio because he made my old position look like a weak position. Well, he goes from a catcher and he says, I'll play second base. Well, I don't like it when it's easy for guys to go over there and play second base. And then, of course, he goes to the outfield and he did a great job in center field. So very talented. Just really a tough guy. You know, he and Bagwell were such a great combination that I think someday Bagwell is going to get in. And it was no easy path through Houston when those two guys played, and they played a long time together.
Biggio liked getting hit. He had the record, I think, for getting hit the most by a pitcher. And he didn't wear a rubber suit and all this kind of stuff like Ron Hunt allegedly wore for the Giants. Do you get hit a lot in your career?
I didn't. Well, I got hit 6 or 7 times tops, but I usually average 3 or 4 times. I don't think Biggio liked to get hit. I think he liked to get hit in that big... Mike used to call it a lawn boy. That's how big that elbow guard he had on. And it was huge. It looked like, you know, you see these trainers that are training German shepherds, and the guy's got that thing on his arm. That's what it looked like. And he'd stick that thing out, he'd get hit by a pitch. And I'm really surprised more guys the next time up than say, "You want to get hit? All right, I'll show you what it's like to get hit." And I'm sure there are occasions that pitchers did that. But he was a tough little son of a gun, and I really liked the way he played.
All right, Pedro Martinez. What a character. And, you know, you hear him on TV now, and just that personality. And, boy, I don't say he's a mean guy, but he's got a lot of personality. And when he would look down at the batter knowing he could throw 98 and 72, he must have been a handful.
Well, look, he was a mean little guy, and I never saw him lose a fight. Because he never got close enough to get into one. And he was smart enough to know that if he stood out there long enough, somebody was going to come out there and get in between him. But he was fearless when it came to pitching inside and hitting guys. And I I never liked guys that were headhunters, and I think there was a time when he was, because in an instant you can end somebody's career. But he deserves to be where he's going to go, because he was absolutely fabulous, and he's, you know, he's going in there for all the other little guys that that, you know, there's a sport out there for guys his size, and we saw it here with Tim Lincecum. There's a sport for that.
How would you hit Randy Johnson?
I would have gone for a walk and tried to bunt on him. And then I probably would have got one in the ear, and that wouldn't have been any fun. But, look, I faced guys that, you know, John Matlock was tough. Frank Tanana, when he got called up, my goodness, I can't imagine anybody being better than him. And I know that Randy Johnson probably was. But there were guys that threw hard and were wild. But I would not have cherished any at-bats against Randy Johnson.
All right. Always a pleasure, Dwayne. Thanks so much.
Marty, happy Hall of Fame weekend. Yeah. It's really a good time.
Before you go, Dick Enberg is going in. Maybe some thoughts about Dick Enberg.
Well, when I remember watching Dick Enberg, inevitably it would be the Browns when I was living in Cleveland against either the Broncos or some really, really Bengals important game. And I remember Dick Enberg being the guy, and I think he's absolutely terrific. He's still got it. Yeah. If you listen to him do a baseball game, he's still got it. So congratulations. It was a great choice.
Yeah, major icon. Dwayne, thanks so much.
You bet. All right, Marty.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.